You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. And right now you can check out an unbelievable story about Paul Kruger cheating death twice to get where he is today. It's a remarkable story, and you'll have a newfound respect for the Browns outside linebacker wearing number 99. Want to urge everybody listening to be safe. Tornado warning in effect for Cuyahoga and Medina County. The storm moving east rapidly right now, so be safe if you're out there. If you're home, get in your basement. Be safe out there, folks. Just wanted to wish that for you. We're going to go back to the phone lines right now, talking Brian Hoyer, ranked 29th out of 32 quarterbacks in an ESPN anonymous study of 26 GMs, pro personnel directors, former GMs, coaches, etc. around the league. That's where they ranked Hoyer. Eddie in Westlake, what are your thoughts?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
How you feeling, Ed? Good to hear from you.
I'm great. I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. Good.
Hey, I want to get on this conversation that we were talking about with the Brian Hoyer. Hey, you know what? I think he's ranked right where he should be ranked. Guys, you know what? I like Brian Hoyer's story, but I told you about this before, right? We've had conversations
about this
before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get tricked on this thing twice. You know, we got tricked on this about Colt McCoy when we didn't want to draft quarterbacks. We wanted to build, you know, hey, let's give Colt a chance and let's build around Colt and do this and just try to take the, you know, game manager mentality. And you can win with a game manager if everything falls into place. Like your schedule is just right. Kind of like KC did last year. They didn't have to play Denver to the end of the year in those games where they played them two times in the last 3 weeks. You know, you get your schedule to fit just right. Your defense is lights out. I mean, you can, but you got to have so many factors going. Because it's a quarterback-driven league, you got to have so many factors going in your direction to get away with this, with these dink and dump guys and these guys that don't have all the physical. Forget the bombs. I'm just talking about can't make all NFL throws and they lack, you know, this physical ability. It's the reason why this guy keep on getting cut. I mean, everybody want to say, you know, he was, you know, Tom Brady's backup and that, you know, but I mean, at the end of the day, the guy's he's a backup quarterback, but we're trying to make him a starting quarterback and we're trying to say we can build around him. And I'm not believing that. And you know, you know that Johnny Manziel wasn't my first choice. It was Teddy Bridgewater. But the one thing I will say about Johnny Manziel is that normally these short quarterbacks, you know, they lack the physical capabilities and the skills and ability to make all the throws. He's the one exception to this rule that, in the NFL right now, there's really only two exceptions, Breeze and Russell Wilson. But for the most part, these guys are dink and dunk guys and game managers when they're under 6 foot. But this guy is the one exception, and I think that as long as he's going to be able to what worries me is he going to study and put in the work? Because, you know, you know we're not going to be drawing up plays in the dirt anymore.
Right.
The kid never played with a playbook. That scares me to death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how smart he is. He never had a playbook. That scares me. And I just don't believe that he's going to be putting in extra work. That's what scares me. It's, you know, all this other stuff that's going on, I don't think he's going to put in extra work and be doing that. And that's what scares me because I think he's going to plateau. And he's never going to get better if he doesn't put in that effort.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right, and that's the concern.
Appreciate
that
the call,
is
Ed.
The work ethic question there. Yeah, absolutely. Brian Hoyer, listen, you're not beating out Tom Brady, so that's unfair. I think where you can start to get a little bit questionable about Brian Hoyer is when you look at the fact he went to that team in Arizona that at the time was so hungry for a quarterback, wasn't able to latch on there. I think that Brian Hoyer can be a starting quarterback who can take this team to the playoffs. If the defense and the ground game are excellent, I believe that. I've said that before. I still believe that today. I think that Brian Hoyer can do that. He's going to have to be very efficient. He's going to have to be better than I think we expect him to be a little bit for that to happen, especially without Josh Gordon, which is probably the likely scenario at this point. But I think he can do it. I think it's worth seeing. Now, listen. I have said it before, I think his mental game is light years ahead of Johnny Manziel's right now. I think Johnny Manziel's physical gifts light years ahead of Brian Hoyer's. So it, to me, the question's going to become, does Brian Hoyer do enough to hold off Johnny Manziel, or does Johnny Manziel, on the other hand, do enough mentally to get near Brian Hoyer, where I believe his physical gift advantage takes over and makes him the starting quarterback. That's what's going to be interesting to watch in training camp.
It is. I do think, again, though, that where the Browns are, in order to make that next step, I like the way they've gone about systematically looking at improving and getting more attacking and aggressive defensively, and certainly making it a point that you're going to need to run the football effectively. It's been missing here, Nathan, in so
yep.
long, and I do think it's a piece of what's held them back. So I'm not trying to tell everybody and force down your throats that you don't need a quarterback, please. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I think you said it as well. Do believe that you can get to the playoffs and start to be formidable again, and you don't necessarily have to have, you know, Brady or Manning or Breeze or Luck to do it.
Correct. And I think that there is a formula that is out there, and I've said this a bunch of times in the past, but there is a formula out there that shows that this model can work.
Mm-hmm.
Tough D, no real wide receivers, good defense, running game. Carolina last year, 12-4, number 2 total defense, number 11 rushing offense, number 29 pass offense, no receiver over 750 yards.
Right.
Seattle, 13-3 last year, Super Bowl champions. Number 1 defense in scoring and yardage, number 4 rushing offense, 26 passing offense, no receiver over 900 yards or 6 scores. The 49ers, number 3 rush offense, number 30 pass offense, number 3 defense, only one receiver over 300 yards. That was Anquan Boldin.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back to the Jets where Mike Pettine was there with Mark Sanchez, okay? 2009, number 1 rush offense, 31st pass offense, they went to the AFC Championship game. 2010, number 4 rush offense, number 22 pass offense, they went to the AFC Championship game. No receiver to 900 yards in either of those seasons. Top 4 defense in both of those seasons. So that's the model that can work,
like,
and that's
it.
What you're talking about there,
I like
Reg.
It. And real quickly, you know, we're having fun and talking about big threes today. You just named my big three teams, not individual players. Carolina, Seattle, San Francisco last year, you threw in the Jets. Not to me. Now that's a big three because those are playoff teams we're talking about.
Playoff teams, and they've done it with defense running the football and really not much of a passing offense by today's statistical standards. When we come back, we will talk about this. We'll talk about Josh Gordon and much, much more with Solomon Wilcutt, who will be the preseason television analyst for the Cleveland Browns this season. We'll be back with him right after that.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.